Overnight storms dumped around an inch of rain or more over portions of central Iowa and the already overflowing Des Moines and Raccoon River Basin.
Oh, it's the largest disaster we ever had.
The flood came. What was that like? You said the water was rushing?
Well, it was scary. We fled without our car or anything else. The water came up 2 feet in a matter of a couple minutes as it came rushing down the street. My son and I, we just ran.
In our backyard, the two waters were meeting in a big wave. Just like, I mean, my husband couldn't even, we were still trying to put stuff in the attic of the garage, and he only made one trip, and it was time to go.
I have pretty much just what I have on my back and another pair of pants, but all my clothes were still left behind.
2,500 homes that have been damaged.
But I've never seen anything on this scale before. And certainly, in my lifetime anyway, to my knowledge, there's never been an American city without water that was this large for this long a period of time.
It's very scary when your whole office building is completely underwater.
It's such a mess, and trying to, I think, deal with the emotional part of it and then deal with the physical thing is a whole other area.
And I do not, as the mayor of this community, believe that they should be in those buildings without proper sanitation.
Sandbagging efforts will still be going on at two locations.
The important tetanus shots and those available.
There's a helicopter coming in for the Texas National Guard that we coordinated to come in and help lift pumps and generators into the Des Moines water plant so we can start getting that thing back online and get water back to the community.
No laundry, no wash. It's tough.
When you get off the plane, and I went to the men's room, it's a reality check when you turn on the water faucet and nothing comes out and you can't use the toilets and you realize that this is what you've been living through.
We kind of like to see the weather clear up. Yeah. We hope that situation gets better ASAP.
Well, fortunately, Kevin, the water is receding. We had a little flash flood in Ames yesterday, but generally things are getting better.
We're pretty excited today. Coming down a little anyway.
Believe it or not, our water distribution system is completely filled. Our storage tanks are completely filled. And fire service has been restored to the city of Des Moines.
I will do everything I can to make sure that this country does not forget about the people of Iowa and the other victims of the disaster. But we just got to go on. We got to pick up the pieces and go on. That's what Americans do, and that's what we're going to have to do.
I think it's really great. I mean, it's nice to know people care.
This is really a triumph of the spirit of the people of this state. I've been very moved by what I have seen.
Everybody comes out here and helps us. I think it's really great.
Oh, I think it's great. I just tell you, it's just overwhelming. We really appreciate it. We're in a lot of trouble here. This sure helps our spirit. God bless them all. How does it feel?
It
feels wonderful.
A special salute to all the volunteers helping put things back together after the floods of 93. Thanks from all of us at the new Star 102.5.